For those of you who might not know, yesterday was my birthday. So thank you. And I love Facebook because people I have no idea who they are from all over the country have been texting me happy birthday. It was delirious. It was delicious. I must have had 50 happy birthday wishes, and I really knew a small fraction of these people. But it was still great. It was a wonderful thing. And then I called up my son and did the perfect mother thing. I said, you know, I've been getting emails from all over the world, texts and phone calls from everybody except you. Want to know who? My three sons. You got me later in the day. Somebody probably reminded you. It's all good. It's all good. But it was great. I just want to tell you briefly that I was on it was a kind of a retreat. The truth is, it was a vacation. I didn't realize it was going to be so much a vacation, but it was. And it was 67 ministers nurturing other ministers, 67 ministers listening to ministers, no business, no business meetings. We didn't have to look good. Most of us wore no makeup all week. You know, we were slathered in oil on the beach or by the pool in the sun, drinking a little bit of tequila, a little bit, having great fun. It was just a wonderful week, and so it's good. It's always good to come back nourished. And especially doing this around my birthday. And last year, it's funny, because I went to Mexico last year for my birthday, but that was with Don Miguel and Don Jose, as you know, some of you will remember. I can't believe it's a year. But what I've been living into is this idea of birthday and this idea of age. You know, and if ever there was an idea that you all, including me, have been conditioned into from the second you were birthed, it is age. Because one of the first questions that was asked about you in existence and that you ask somebody else, it's very natural, flows out of your mouth because you've been properly domesticated, properly conditioned, really duped is the truth, is how old is the baby? The baby's just popped out. How old is she? Old? I don't think so. No, this can't be old. But that's what we do. You haven't questioned it. So if you're 30, you've been conditioned for 30 years. If you're 70, you've been conditioned for 70 years. 70 years of relating to yourself by how old are you, right? I mean, you haven't thought about it. Most of you just answer the question, or some of you don't answer the question, and you don't answer the question in trying to stay away from the age. But even sometimes, see, when we are in resistance to something, if we're not clear about it, it still has an effect on us. So when we stand to get something, if we haven't healed it, the resistance is just going on inside of our minds. It's not that it's not going on. Do you understand the difference? Are you with me with that? So here's what it is. For 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years for some of us here, you've been answering the question, how old are you? And every time you answer that, you add to that conditioning of old. I say no more. I'd like to say no more. I would like to leave here today having thoroughly convinced you, if at all possible, that age is nothing more than a state of mind. I got news for you. I might not look like I looked when I was 30, but I feel a hell of a lot better about myself. I like me and I like being in my skin so much more than I did even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. Because the more I'm in this work and the more I'm in this journey, the more I tend to heal and reveal the presence of God by means of me and find out what I like and find out what I have to offer. And it's easy to be in a spiritual community where you're already loved and appreciated. What is nice is when you go somewhere else and they love you anyway. So that was kind of fun this week, you know, finding out that the presence of God that I do walk in and how I do most certainly carry that presence into a room. I got that this week. This week that I went to, it's called Convo. And the organizing body is called UCORS. It's the United Clergy of Religious Science. It's the council that provides nourishment for other ministers. And so there was people stepping off the board, and I got nominated, so I'm on the board. And I got the first person asked me, and then the second person asked me, and then by the sixth person, I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to be on this board. So I said yes, and so on a 3-year term, I'll be participating in this organizing body, which is pretty easy for some of the things you can participate in within this governing body. Now, how could you say to that little baby, how old are you? Ageless, that's the answer. By the way, one of our own, our couple, Erica and Tavonda, had their baby boy. And he's only a couple days alive. Alive, okay? Because the truth is, how you could measure me by many things. You could measure me by my age, which, you know, thank God for happiness, I don't quite look my age. You know, and it's a ploy. It's an absolute manipulation. But there's nothing I love more than telling somebody I have a 32-year-old son. And then I just drink it up and they go, oh, yeah, really? You don't look that old. Oh, love it. So I always wait to tell them that one. I say, yeah, I have a 15-year-old. Then I say a 28-year-old, and I get a little bit of that already. Then I say a 32-year-old. It's like, oh, now here comes the compliments, you know. So it's complete manipulation on my part, and I stand by the right to do that because it helps me. So you could measure me by my age, or you could measure me by how old I've been a parent, or you could measure me by my maturity level, but you probably would stop coming. If you measured me by my emotional health, you would always stay, and you would wonder what my age is, because I've been working on my emotional health probably since I was my son's age, my young son's age, because I knew the value of that. And so I've been on this personal journey for a very, very, very long time. So emotionally, I'm strong and healthy and potent. But that's not quite my age. You could ask certain Aboriginal cultures. You could walk into a village somewhere and say, how old are you? And they'll go, maybe about 30. I'm not really know. They don't know. Because they don't have a relationship to age. We have a relationship to age. And even in the English language, we do it differently. In French, they say, quel âge avez-vous, which means, how many years do you have? And in Spanish, it's similar. It's one person. ¿Cuántos años? How many years tú tienes do you have? How many years do you have? Okay, that's closer to not being conditioned to age and old and elderly. That's closer. But it's still not quite there. What if we simply stopped, unless where necessary on legal documents? I get that. You're not going to escape it completely. But what if we started asking someone, not how old are you, but how old are you feeling today? Well, today I'm feeling about 15, you know, or 5, or whatever inspiration says you're feeling on that day. Or what if we just really got rid of that and said, how alive are you feeling today? Oh, man. Now, that's a question that's open-ended and leads to a conversation that you got to reach inside of yourself. And you got to look for, how am I really feeling? How is my aliveness right now? What is the state of my aliveness? I would like you never again to answer that question when someone asks. I would like you to look them straight in the eye and say, ask me a different question. And if they're baffled, you say to them, ask me how alive I am. I would love you to go out of here and challenge everyone who ever asks you that and look them straight in the face. And then when you want to say to them what your age is, say, I'm ageless. How about you? I'm ageless. Because in Science of Mind, as part of our even declaration of principles, we say that we believe in the immortality and the eternality of life itself, on the ongoingness of the individual soul ever expanding. That's a much better question than I'm 30 or I'm 40, or much better answer, I should say. I am eternal. I am life eternal by means of me. Boy, will you raise an eyebrow, but you'll make somebody think. Are you not life eternal? Are you not that? I think you're that. But you just haven't been related to that. But here's the thing. Reconditioning the mind isn't a simple thing. Especially when you have the agreement of you don't have the agreement of 6.5 billion people. I just said that because many cultures don't do that. Well, let's just talk about this country alone and the people you frequent with most often. Every day there's a conditioning about your age unless you challenge it. It has to begin now. It has to begin in this moment. And if I wasn't convinced that age is only a number, I was reminded so beautifully. I'm going to put a number out to you. I will be very impressed with anyone who knows what this number signifies. Pay attention closely. 4-6-6-6-4. Anybody know what that's the number of? That was Nelson Mandela's number in prison. Okay, I got to do this without crying, so hold on. I already did this in the car this morning talking to my son. He was born in 1918. That's a long time ago. Agreed? He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. He was 75. He was 75. He was 75 when he won the Nobel Peace Prize. 75. Yes. His life was a journey that had a sense of completion of, he was recognized at that age. But don't tell me you can't do something when someone who's 75 years of age wins the Nobel Peace Prize and stands for an idea that's so huge. And it's not just that. He was in a cell that isn't much beyond the extent of my arms. For 28 years. And came out and chose compassion over punishment. Compassion over retaliation. Would anyone have argued with him if he had chosen the path of retaliation? Do you think anybody would have blamed him? Probably not. Because if someone deserved the right to be upset, mad, angry, resentful, it might have been him. But he didn't. He stood on higher ground. And he stood at higher ground at his age. And, I got to tell you, he wasn't popular as far as what he was doing. Because the blacks, as they were called then, around him, they wanted him to do things differently. They didn't want him to go that middle ground. But he went that middle ground. The man was ageless. That's an ageless being. That's someone who's living into the eternality of his soul, of his being. That is someone who didn't stop being who he was because his age. He didn't come out of the prison and say, oh, wow, man, I'm too old to run this country. Find me a rocking chair. I love my age, too. I've always loved, I don't know how to be politically correct about this, but I've always loved older people. I've loved their sweetness and their tenderness. And even when I was younger, I loved holding a door or supporting someone. I've always loved that. But now, man, I look at the elderly now and I don't see age anymore. I see a depth of wisdom and I just want to plant myself down and I want to just talk. Because there's a value and a juice and an experiences that they have, and if your parents are alive and they're healthy and you can converse, because not all of you have that healthy relationship, or maybe they're not healthy, but if they're alive and they're healthy, talk to them. It doesn't matter what you talk about. It doesn't have to be the wisdom of the ages. It could be, were there cars around when you were born? Just that history alone is so incredibly wonderful and juicy. And who they are is their legacy to us all. Talk to the people next to you. And don't dismiss someone because they have white hair. Oh, that's a mistake. Their life is as alive as your life and my life. It's as alive as all of us. Because not for nothing, from the inside out, doesn't the world look the same? I remember a number of years ago when I stopped being looked at by men, like, you know, like the younger men. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. So I had to look at something else inside myself. And I had to look at what I loved about me. And then I looked at what I loved about others and making different kinds of connections. You understand, it's going to happen. We're all going there. We're all going there. We'll all go there differently, possibly, but we'll all go according to consciousness. That's a fact. Raymond Charles Barker, who we're studying right now in our Monday night class, who's just, boy, that man was clear. He said, and this is not something new, you've heard this before, but he said it, and I'm going to repeat it to you again. Everything that happens to you happens because of you. Everything. He didn't say everything except for how you age, everything except for, you know, your financial state, everything except for the fact that, oh, you were a wounded child. No. He said everything happens to you because of you. No exceptions. Whoa. That's a lot to ask. I know. Does anybody prefer that I don't say that and put that in your face? Maybe? Would you prefer not to be reminded of that? It's okay. Because here's the thing. Let me remind you again. I'm going to remind you and remind you and remind you. You cannot change or transform anything you won't take responsibility for. Anything. If it's not yours, you can't do a darn thing about it. If you think it's outside, then it's beyond your ability to affect it. But when you live into I am God eternal, I am the eternality of life itself, and my life is good, and my life is glorious, and my life is within my influence, now you're living a potent life, and that's ageless. Raymond Charles Barker also said, the world of the mind and not the world of form is the final arena in which to seek and find the joy of living. Let me read that again to you. The world of the mind and not the world of form is the final arena in which to seek and find the joy of living. Your joy is within reach, especially since there's no real reach. There's just allowance. There's allowance. I want to read to you a poem, this wonderful poem. Pit from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. I'm sorry, excuse me. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. And this is what I would like you to remember always. We have a song.
Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things. Amazing. Choice each new day brings, and with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is there in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams, you will do amazing. To look ahead or back, just enjoy what this day brings. You will do amazing things.
Let's just sing along.
You don't have to work it out
with the chorus.
Just stay in the here and now. Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes, take a breath, and smile.
Okay, this is yours. No, keep it on. Oh, no.
Amazing. You will do amazing things.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. You will do amazing
Accept, accept, accept. How old are you?
Ageless.
No, yeah, you don't answer that age, though. How alive are you? Ageless. How alive are you? Ageless. Ageless and eternal. Life itself by means of you is ageless and eternal and beautiful and bold and so amazing. And the only thing that stands between that, you, and what you might call reality is your mind about it. Change your mind. Change your life. Oh, what a concept. Change your mind. Change your life. I wonder where I got that from. Joel Osteen is even using it. He calls it something else, but boy, he's been stealing a Science of Mind stuff for a long time. So let us know together right now, let us breathe in this reality, that life eternal is living by means of each and every one of us. That no matter the age is our aliveness. We don't have to have accomplished anything particular. We just have to know in the moment that I am the walking, visible, amazing evidence of life itself. God, by means of me, shows up, touches lives, transforms lives. I call this good and very, very good. I declare that anywhere inside of your subconscious where you have given authority to the idea of age, I deny that authority. I deny that conditioning now. I deny any appearance of separation from our youthfulness, from our joyfulness, from our funness. I deny any separation inside of us from the I am that I am to the I am all that I am, always. This is a good and glorious day, and on this day I remember that I am an ageless, creative, wonderful, loving, amazing being doing amazing things. I am grateful for the very vibration of life and love within me. I accept the reality of me as me, as I release this word into law, into awe, into life itself. I am grateful to the presence of intelligence, and I let it be so. And so it is.